The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, third and final hour of the program here on Thursday morning, and hope your day is starting off well. It is a little chilly, but as you heard Phil tell you there, it's going to warm up. We're going to have some nice warm days coming up, and I'm kind of excited to get another few days where I don't have to turn on the heat. And I had somebody that said to me, I heard you on the radio say you haven't turned the heat on, but you also said that you're running like little space heaters. So you've technically turned on the heat. Is that cheating? I would make that the equivalent of saying, I didn't turn on the air conditioning yet. I'm just using a fan, right? Is that not the same thing? Same idea? You know, not that I'm in any kind of competition or anything, but there have been years where I have been in competitions with people where I've challenged them to see who can go the longest without turning on the heat. And I usually can win that challenge because I'm never home this time of year. So it works out pretty well. And it's just me, so nobody else is turning the heat on. But what about you? Have you broken down and turned it on? I think a lot of you probably have by now. This week has been kind of tough in the morning. Now, when I wake up, like, I basically go right into the bathroom when I wake up and start getting ready. Do that first, then worry about, you know, doing anything else that I'm going to do. Because I want to take that shower and have it wake me up. And when I take that warm shower, that hot shower, it kind of wakes me up. So I don't need to worry about if I'm too cold, because by the time I get out of that shower, I'll be like, oh, whew, so hot from that shower. I need to cool off. Ah, it's nice and cool out here. But other people can't stand leaving a hot shower and going into a cooler room. See, I need it. I need it. I've actually, you know, up until last week was turning on the air conditioning when I came out of the shower. Because it helps me feel drier. I can't explain it. But I get it. Some of you might wake up in the morning and say, I need a little more heat. Last night was the first night I actually put the heater in the bedroom and warmed up the room a little bit before I went in and went to bed. Then I turned it off, crawled under the covers, and I was fine all night. Woke up nice and toasty. Actually, last night was a bad example. I slept with the heating pad because I wanted to stretch out my back a little bit. But I'm just going to see. Maybe I can go all the way to Thanksgiving between having the heating pad, having an electric blanket. Maybe I can go all the way to Thanksgiving without turning the heat on. Right now, the pet that I don't have is very thankful not to live with me. Yeah, they've got fur. They're fine. Thinking about getting a cat anyway. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. We also can take your app chat messages, your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We were talking earlier this morning about this poll, this UMass Amherst WCVB poll about whether or not there should be an age limit for serving in the U.S. Senate, an age limit to serving in the U.S. Senate. So the idea being that, you know, Elizabeth Warren is 75, Ed Markey is 78, and 72% of those people who were polled say they somewhat or strongly supported the idea of an age limit for the U.S. Senate, and the average suggested maximum age was 66. And I feel like that's too low. I mean, I'm not really for the age limit anyway, but we could have a conversation about 70. I certainly would have no issue with it being 75, but 66 just seems low. Right now, there are a lot of 66-year-olds out there who are still working and contributing professionally and still feel like they've got plenty of great years ahead of them. Imagine telling somebody at 66, you have to retire. It's one thing if people want to retire at 66, but telling them you're done now. That just feels like ageism to me. And again, it's different for every person. Voters actually can vote somebody out if they feel that they're too old. Or not vote for somebody if they feel that they're too old. And it kind of takes care of that problem. So we can talk more about that. We were also talking about the Kamala Harris interview with Fox News. And again, you know, I think that would have benefited from more time. I don't know if it was probably the campaign's decision to limit it to that amount of time. Because I'm sure Fox News would have happily given the interview a whole hour. But I think it was their decision. And I don't think it was edited. Again, I watched it after the fact. I watched it on YouTube last night when I got home from the library. So I don't know if it was live when it first aired. I don't think so. But I could see if maybe it was just cut down a little bit. And it might have gone a little bit longer. But if that was it, start to finish, exactly how it happened, and that's what it looked like, then I would guess that that was a time limit imposed by the campaign under the guise of, oh, well, the vice president has a lot of things to get through today, and we've got a very busy schedule. We can give you a half an hour. Like, no, it's Fox News. Give them an hour and see what happens. And I keep hearing people that are like, oh, all she did was complain about Donald Trump. Well, as I said earlier, she wasn't winning anybody over that was watching Fox News. She knew that when she went on that pro, even though she was going on with Brett Baer, who's one of the more balanced journalists at Fox News, she was going into hostile territory. She was not going in there to help undecided people make up their mind about who they're voting for. She was going there because they wanted to hold their feet to the fire to things. And she knew that going in. So what she did is she pulled a Donald Trump. She didn't answer the questions and instead talked about her opponent. Now, I've heard her doing these other interviews throughout the last couple of weeks, and she wasn't doing that in those other interviews. Of course, she takes her shots at Donald Trump in all of them, but she was talking about her own policies. She was giving answers to the questions. She was pulling a Donald Trump to a Donald Trump audience, and then probably sitting back and laughing when they all lost their minds over how bad it was. Not realizing that they see their preferred candidate doing the same thing every single day. It was kind of what we would call trolling, right? She was trolling the people who weren't going to vote for her anyway. She had nothing to lose. People who were going to vote for her weren't going to see this and be like, oh, never mind. So I feel like what you saw last night or yesterday afternoon was trolling. And I was talking about this in the last hour, and I don't know if that's what Nick in Fairhaven was app chatting about, but he said, Tim, please consider what you were saying, and then whoa. So I don't know what exactly you're referring to, Nick, but I don't remember anything that I said that would have been whoa. But I honestly think that, you know, when you've got this interview, I don't want to say it was solely for the reason of saying, see, I did it. I went on to the opposition's preferred network. Like, I don't want to say that was the only reason for doing it, but she didn't go on that network to try to win anybody over. She did it to kind of show up the people who thought that she wouldn't do it. And she came ready to fight. And as I said, initially I thought that Bret Baier was being too pushy and aggressive, even though he was being respectful at the same time. But then I kind of went back and watched. I was like, oh, he's just on the clock. He's just trying to get as much, pack as much as he can in the limited time that they were given. Which was a lot of what was going on in those debates, too, when everybody was like, oh, the fix was in. It was 3-1. Well, it seems like it's 3-1 when the one doesn't want to answer the questions and isn't staying on topic. When the one gives you responses like whatever it was that J.D. Vance said yesterday, after weeks of not wanting to answer the question about whether or not Donald Trump lost the 2020 election, then he says no, but then those are not the words that I forget exactly the phrase that he used, but like, it's like, what? And last night, Pete Buttigieg was on with Caitlin Collins when I got home and turned on the TV, and she actually used the phrase, you know, he was trying to couch his comments. And I watched Pete Buttigieg's face and I thought he was going to break like it was an SNL sketch gone south. I thought he was just going to start cracking up on the air, and his face kind of cracked a little bit, but then he held it together. So that's one of those if you know, you know kind of things. But I think that it's kind of throw everything at the wall and see what sticks time in this election. Over the next couple of weeks, we're probably going to see some really crazy stuff because it is so close. Now, the other part of that is you can already count on the fact that on November 6th, we are not going to be opening up the show at 6 a.m., telling you who the next president of the United States is going to be. The cards are not lining up for that to be the case. So you're going to get days of watching and seeing just like we had in 2020. And I think that might be the new normal, at least for the time being. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I think Bret Baier was pressed for time because they had agreed to the time for the interview, but she was 17 minutes late. So then he ended up having to try to get more in, or as much as he was trying to get in as fast as he could. He was reporting last night after the interview that they were waiting for the Kamala Harris and the team to show up, and they were getting nervous that, you know, they weren't going to make it on time because he was trying to get it on the air for 6 p.m. So that was sort of some of the back issues, I guess. But
that
I think
it was
good that she...
Well, I was going to say, that doesn't surprise me. That happens in a campaign. But, I mean, if I was the candidate, I would say, hey, listen, I agree to this amount of time, and I know I'm late, so I'm still going to give you that time, and I'll just be late for the next thing, too. Like, I'd still want to give them the time that they were promised.
Yeah, you know, for someone that plans a lot of stuff, I don't know why Fox didn't say, well, be there for 3, and we got all sorts of time to...
Right, good
or
point.
Or 4. You know, and we got all sorts of time to get it on the air for 6, and then, you know, but whatever. I think it's good that she did the debate, interview, because I think she needs more engagement. You know, she's slipping a bit in the polls, depending on which ones you're looking at. And, you know, they need to keep, you know, she was doing some easy interviews in the last week, and then this is a harder one. I think that Brett Baer was very fair with the questions. They were hard questions. I mean, they were very direct. But like you said, I think he's a pretty honest broker on Fox. But anyway.
Yeah, I thought that he did a very commendable job in the time that he had, for sure.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of cold, I'm looking at ice in a bucket out in the back of my yard. Did it really freeze last night?
Oh, wow.
I didn't think it was going to get that cold.
I didn't think it was that cold either, but I guess it must have. Yeah.
My deck is slippery, and there's ice in the back of a bucket here. Uh-oh. We're heading for winter.
A friend of mine was driving home from work last night and said that the black ice indicator came on her car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then I said, what's a black ice indicator? That's crazy technology. I've never heard of that. And she's like, everybody has those now. I'm like, that drive 12-year-old cars. No.
No, I never heard of it either. Mine's a 2015. Mine's probably still got an A-track tape holder in it, so.
I don't know. Hers is pretty fancy, so.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Timmy. Have a good day.
You as well. And let's see here. We got some calls. I've got some time. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I left very early today. I didn't hear any of the show up until now, but I'm going to go to the podcast later. I wanted to ask, now I know that the early voting starts Saturday. Now, do you know how many days? Because I don't know what day it can go, but I'm definitely going early.
So it goes till November 1st.
So you can go in on the first two, right? It's not ending right there.
Yes. The sign says early voting from the 19th through November 1st.
Okay, so then they'll have to let me in. That's good. I've been going out earlier and earlier now, because if I go out later and later, then I end up not doing it. So I did so good today, almost 2 hours straight. Now, I'm getting ready. Remember, I said I was going to do 5. I don't know if you remember. I'm getting ready for the 5, and I'm going to do it before there's any snow and ice, because I think I've got it down. I think I can get that 5 mile in. And, you know, the way I think about things, once I do that, I'm going to have to do only that all the time. I'm not going to go backsliding on it, but I may not go every day. Of course not. I might go every 3 days. I'm going to see how it works. I might push it to 4 days, but I'm definitely, when I do the 5, that's it. It's going to be 5 every time I go. So what do you think of that?
I just think, just considering the time of year, I would be flexible on that, just in case you get out there and it's really cold. I don't want you to be out there doing 5 miles just for the sake of doing 5 miles when it's way too cold.
No, but listen, I love the cold. I don't like the heat. I wait for the summer to be gone. I do good. I'm good at 50, even 45. Anything lower than 45, then I start feeling it. But I mean, I'm going to do what I can do. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm ready for the 5, and I'm not sure if I'm going to do it tomorrow or the next. I want this voting out of my way. I'm going to get that done. I just wanted to know how many days I had, because I heard about the 19th was the first day. So do you know the hours?
I think it's 8 to 4, I want to say.
Yeah.
I saw it on the sign, so.
8 to 4, I'm going to write this down, because I forget sometimes, 8 to 4. Okay, I'm pretty sure.
Hold on, because the city sent out a press release with all the information, so I can pull that up.
I mean, it's okay. I'm not going to go at the last minute, like 4 o'clock. I know I'm going to get in there.
That's what I do. I like to show up at 3:55 and make everybody stay later. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. I know you don't.
So let me see here. We've got some information here. This is early voting will take place. From October 19th to November 1st, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the downtown library. So, yep, 8 to 4.
November 1st, 8 to 4, yeah. I'm trying to bring 2 seniors with me from my building. And you know what? They're already back. You know, it's making me sick. I'm offering them a ride. I got to go find a place to park and everything else. And just to get them to go and do it, because they've been telling me for the past 3 weeks, yes, we're going to go, yes, we're going to go. And now this morning I saw one while I was out. She says, you know, I don't know, I haven't been feeling good. I said, you're going. I'm driving you. You don't even have to walk there.
Well, but that's because you told them if they vote for Kamala Harris, you're not bringing them back.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm teasing. I'm just teasing.
I know you are, but they know the way. They know where I'm going. And when I heard that last thing, and then I'll hang up because I know my time's going already. That little clip there about Harris saying, I can tell you right now that, you know, when I'm president, it's not going to be a continuation of the Biden administration. Of course it's not. It's going to be worse. That's the word I have. It's going to be worse. OK,
okay? Now, I went to, on my way home from my walk, I stopped at the Dartmouth Walmart. The 5 dozen eggs in a box, they finally went back down to 11. I think they went after Walmart for price gouging because they were almost $20. And all of a sudden this morning, they're down to 11 something, 11 and some change. So I'm glad they're going after these stores. I'm very glad.
You know who you can thank for that?
I'm sorry?
You know who you can thank for that?
Yeah, you don't tell me Liz Warren.
Liz
I don't want to hear it.
Liz Warren!
Okay, but I can say, okay, but I can say this. Did you vote for her?
Of course I did.
Ever?
Yeah.
Okay, Connie. But listen, she's doing that. You notice that she's doing that now? Right near the election period?
No, she's been talking about that all along.
That Native American. Of course, because it was coming. The joke of the Native American, just like the joke of Harris being a black person. Okay, come on. You know what?
Now you're just being ridiculous.
You know that I'm right. I'm not ridiculous.
So somebody's not a black person because their father's black. Okay. All right. Whatever.
Just keep believing the garbage that
Donald Trump spews out of his mouth.
No, he tells everything. There's no garbage out of his mouth.
He's an idiot. He's a moron. He's mentally challenged.
Yeah. I know. I know the way it is.
And he's suffering from dementia now.
I don't care who you vote for. He's not in dementia.
He is absolutely in dementia. He's not even making any sense anymore. Did you see him stand on the stage and sway around for 40 minutes the other day? He's got no idea what's going on.
Listen, I just walked a long way and a long time, and my brain has so much oxygen right now. I am in my right mind, and I'm still listening to you, but I know deep down inside that you're voting for Trump. I know you are.
You can think that all you want, but I think maybe you need to get a little more oxygen to that brain.
Have a good day, Mr. Whiteberg.
All right, take it easy.
Hey, I'll be thinking of you when I'm mocking my ballot. I'll be thinking of you.
Please, just don't write my name.
Oh, I should do that. No, I can't, because then I'll spoil it for Trump. Maybe next time.
Right, that'll be the one vote that loses it for him. So, yeah, don't do that.
Go have a big steak sandwich today and think of me when you're eating the steak.
I will do that. You have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's. I got to go to a break here before the news. But you know what? Let me take this call, and then we'll go to the news, and then I'll take the break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Just a quick question. Do you happen to know what's going with the old building? I think it looks like a vacant lot.
Yeah, I don't know what else is going on over there.
I know
they were building the storage facility over there, right?
What is it?
They were putting a storage facility in over there. But
somebody told me a Planet Fitness. I was like, no.
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
I can look,
you were talking about the Stop and Shop thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny because, like, I work at Marga Basket in New Bedford, and they're still having customers pay 10 cents for the plastic bags for their bags.
At Marga Basket?
Yeah, and I said yesterday, I went in yesterday, I work at Marga Basket, maybe I'll bag your groceries one day. And I said to them, I don't know why you're going to charge customers 10 cents for plastic bags. Because I was listening to what you talked about the other day with Stop and Shop.
You work in the New Bedford Marga Basket?
Yeah.
I thought they weren't allowed to have plastic bags.
I've been there. No, the reusable.
The reusable ones. Yeah.
So I said to them yesterday, I was like, how come you're charging customers 10 cents to buy these bags? You should just give them out, you know?
Well, I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Because I was listening to what you said the other day about the Stop and Shop thing. Is Dartmouth, has Dartmouth gone not charging? Because I'm from Dartmouth.
Yes. None of the Stop and Shops around here are charging anymore for bags.
Oh, that's good. Where do you like to shop?
I do most of my shopping right across the street here at the Fairhaven Stop and Shop, but I go to the New Bedford Market Basket quite a bit. So
maybe I'll see you sometime. I'll bag your groceries sometime, Tim.
All right, you have a good day.
Sorry to bother you, Tim.
No, no bother at all.
I just wanted to let you know about we give the 10 cent reusable bags that mm-hmm. people can buy.
Yeah, the more firmer. Yeah.
You think that's okay to charge 10 cents for those bags? You think? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have those in the paper bag, and I don't mind paying the 10 cents for those. So.
Oh, you don't?
No. No, because I'm actually getting something I can use again as opposed to those brown paper bags I was paying 10 cents for that go right in the trash or right in the recycling bin.
Oh, because those paper bags are horrible.
Right. They don't even make it into the house most of the time, so.
All right. You have a good day, Tim.
Take it easy.
By the way, maybe I'll see you. I'll bag your groceries sometime.
Mark. All right. Say hi if you do.
Okay. Can you come say hi to me?
All right, take it easy. All right, that is, that's, I got to go to the news there. I'm getting the signal. All right, so let me go to the news. When we come back, we'll take a break and then more of your calls. 508-996-0500. I see. Okay, You're giving me a single. All right, take the break first. All right, I'll do that. All right, we'll take the break and then we'll come back with the news. All right, now better late than never. Now we will go to the news with Phil Devitt giving you all the top stories of the day.
Kamala Harris takes on Trump in a Fox News interview. A pop star's shocking death under investigation. And how smart is your dog? The university's trying to figure that out.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Vice President Harris says that the person holding the title of president should be willing to handle the criticism without saying they would lock people up.
People are exhausted with someone who professes to be a leader who spends full time demeaning and engaging in personal grievances and it being about him instead of the American people. People are tired of that.
In an interview yesterday with Brett Baer of Fox News, Harris made the comments in regards to Donald Trump earlier this week, suggesting military usage to handle what he called the enemy from within on Election Day. She went on to say that both her and Baer knew that Trump has, quote, talked about turning the American military on the American people, along with talking about having people locked up if they disagreed with the former president. J.D. Vance says he doesn't think Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. Trump's running mate spoke in Pennsylvania on Wednesday, where he was pressed by reporters about his previous refusals to say whether or not Trump lost against Joe Biden. One reporter asked, quote, did Donald Trump lose in 2020? To which Vance replied, quote, not by the words that I would use, saying he thinks there were, quote, serious problems in 2020. He went on to criticize the media for focusing on the last presidential election, adding that he couldn't care less if you agree or disagree with him on the issue. The music world paying tribute to the late Liam Payne. The One Direction star was 31 years old when his death was announced Wednesday after falling from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires. His friends and fans are speaking out on social media. The death is under investigation. One Direction started on the reality TV show X Factor and became the biggest boy band in the world. The extended family of the Menendez brothers, the subject of the second season of the Netflix crime drama series Monster, are rallying for their release from a California prison. Joan Vandermolen, the sister of the brothers' deceased mother, Kitty Melendez, says she believes the brothers were abused.
We know that abuse has long-lasting effects, and victims of trauma sometimes act in ways that are very difficult to understand.
Eric and Lyle Menendez were found guilty of killing their parents in Beverly Hills nearly 3 decades ago. They've always maintained they didn't kill them for the money, but because their father had been molesting them for years while their mother stood by. Jury selection continues today in the third trial of one of the Louisville police officers involved in the botched raid on Breonna Taylor's apartment in 2020. Brett Hankinson did not fire the shot that killed Taylor, but is facing civil rights and excessive force charges for allegedly shooting blindly into the apartment when he believed fellow officers were being attacked. And UC San Diego is receiving a grant to figure out if dogs can actually communicate by pressing a button. Bree Tennis with more.
Purina has granted $200,000 for an interspecies research project. Tests will be conducted at the university as well as with thousands of at-home dogs. These animals will be trained to associate specific words with specific buttons on a soundboard. Among the words the researchers are testing, play, outside, potty, and walk. Scientists on Purina's pet behavior team say this study is an opportunity to give pets an actual voice in research. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
The Bruins beat the Colorado Avalanche last night 5-3. Off to Utah for a Saturday night game. Patriots heading overseas to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars in London this Sunday. And the Boston Celtics have their home opener with the New York Knicks on Tuesday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Partly cloudy and temperatures in the upper 50s today. For Friday, mainly sunny at a high of 61. Sunny all weekend and warming up to highs in the upper 60s and low 70s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you're mine?
Well, I didn't get Oasis tickets. I didn't try either because I knew there wasn't a chance I was going to get them. But anyway, if you did and you need somebody to go with you, I'm happy to do so. 508-996-0500. So I want to make you aware of a couple of things that are coming up over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Not only do they have that purple dot system where anything that has a purple dot on the shelf, you can ask to try it before you buy it, but they also have great tasting events all the time. And they've got their big fall tasting coming up on November 9th, their big holiday tasting, rather, coming up on November 9th. Looking forward to that. But also, they've got some other tasting events that we want to make you aware of. There's one happening next Friday, the 25th. From 4 to 6, I'm going to be down there, and we're going to be sampling some Halloween-y kind of flavors. But then also, they have a couple coming up this Friday. Broken Shed Vodka will be there from 3 to 6 p.m. for a tasting event. It is a New Zealand vodka, so you get a chance to try that. And also, from 4 to 6 p.m. on Friday, a tasting event for Chinola Passion Fruit Liqueur. So you have a chance to try a couple of different things this Friday. And it's always fun going over there and meeting people and trying some new things and learning about the products. And, of course, getting a discount if you decide to buy one of those. Just one of the many great ways that Stevie's Wine and Spirits takes care of its customers. Not only do they have hard-to-find things, but they have some of the best prices around. So last week, I was on the Cape, and I went into a liquor store, one that had always been a place that I would stop in and back in the old days could find things that I couldn't find anywhere else and pretty affordable prices. And I saw things there that I also have purchased at Stevie's where at the supposedly discount liquor place, it was more money there than it was at Stevie's by a lot. 10 or 15 bucks on some things. So it just goes to show you how much they want to take care of their customers. And that's without paying the Rackhouse Club price, where I get 10% off all my whiskey and bourbon purchases anytime at Stevie's. So find out about that and so much more by going over and visiting them at 115 Huddleston Avenue or by following them on social media at Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Facebook and Instagram, and you can see all the great things that they have going on. And maybe I'll see you over there on Friday. 508-996-0500. That is my number here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hello, Tim. You prompted me to call. So I had to ask you a question. Did you get to watch the interview with Kamala Harris?
I did last night. I didn't watch it live, but I watched it on YouTube last night.
Okay. So what do you think about the interview? And be honest, what did you think about it?
I thought that it was, as I said earlier, I think it was a bit of a trolling job on her part to the people that were watching, because she went into that interview knowing that nobody that was watching it was gonna vote for her. So she used it as an opportunity to just launch some attacks at Donald Trump. And I was saying earlier, too, that you know it was rushed because they only had a limited amount of time. And a caller called to let me know that some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that I had missed by seeing it on YouTube was that she had shown up 17 minutes late. So that explains why it was kind of rushed.
She did show up late. And her handlers only wanted to have her do 20 minutes. So do you actually think that she answered the question? And do you think it was... I mean, Trump does so many interviews in a hostile environment, whether it's CNN, ABC, or whatever one you want to pick as a left-wing media propaganda. I call it propaganda. You know, so she finally does one. Maybe she should have tried to do this earlier in this campaign because she wasn't prepped at all for herself. She's not up to the challenge right now.
That's why I called it that's why I called it trolling, because I think what she did is she pulled a Donald Trump on Donald Trump's preferred network. She went in there and she didn't answer the questions, and she just used that time to attack her opponent. So she did exactly what Donald Trump does when he does these interviews.
Yeah, when he does it, he has no fear to go do that, though. He's been doing it for going on 8 years of doing this. Well, 9 years, actually, because 2015 is when he came down the escalator, right? So I'm trying to figure out where you stand, because I know where your politics stand, but do you actually be honest with yourself and think that she's ready? And for her to sit there and lie to the American people, so you say it's because it's you know, it's a right wing of his Fox. I think he did a good job. I don't think he did a great job.
No, I think Brett Baer did a fine job.
Over,
yeah.
He was talking over her, and she was talking. But I can understand why, because he had so many questions he had to ask her, but they wouldn't let him ask those questions because her hand was in the background. You could see him looking over that. They were like, cut it out. Cut it out. You know what I mean? That's what he was saying later on at about 6 o'clock because he had to do his show. But she's not ready, and she was lying to the American people that when she kept bringing, he brought up the fact about how Biden could dance, you know, in situation room and situations like that. He's cognitive okay. He was great, and she put it on Trump. Now, you just made a comment, and I think it's hilarious to, for you and the left-wing people that want to pick on Trump, that he's got dementia. But did you say that about Biden? Because she was around him for 4 years.
I'm just saying about Donald Trump because everybody was saying it about Joe Biden. I'm just tweaking people.
Oh, okay. So you're just being funny. Okay. So you're going to be honest?
I am concerned. He's not making sense. I mean, he's not making sense. He's definitely gone off the rails. But I'm not saying that I know that it's dementia.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Tim. So if somebody was picking on you for 9 years, constant, I mean, 24/7.
Don't give me the victim mentality when it comes to Donald Trump. He's the biggest bully out there.
So you got thin skin, so you can't handle it. That's the problem with the country right now. That people are.
Who's the thin skin one? Who's the one that just turned it around on me because you didn't like what I said about Donald Trump?
I don't care what you say about him. I'm just saying for 9 years he's been dealing with it. But now she does a one interview that was semi-softball questions, okay? But she couldn't answer them. She couldn't. She still hasn't given anybody. She keeps saying that Trump don't have a plan. He has a plan, and he's put it out there many times.
What is it?
She's still. What?
What is it? Tell me his plan besides tariffs and deporting people and going after his enemies.
First off, he's going to close the border.
He's not going to close the border. That's not going to happen.
Okay, that's not going to come. So when he didn't sign that bill that she keeps spewing out there, which is a bunch of bull, it was still would have allowed 1.8 million migrants to come in here. So you think the border is okay to be open the way it is? Like Lake and Riley, she couldn't answer that question. Tim, she couldn't answer that
question. She answered that question. She did answer the question.
I'm so sorry. Like, she really is. If she really felt sorry, that border, she would have been down at the border.
She couldn't answer the question in the way that Brett Baer answered it, asked it, because he asked it as if it was her fault that it happened.
So you're saying Fox News is a hostile environment for her, correct? Is that what you're saying? You're making excuses for her?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think he was hostile toward her.
I'm going to do what you guys do, always bring up Trump. So does Trump always go in a hostile environment? How does he handle himself? I think he handles them very well. You know, do I like everything he says? I don't care if he offends you. I don't care if he tries to offend you, because she's not ready. Because you think that she's going to be able to stand. Let us be
honest. I think she's ready. I think she's going to get elected, and she's going to do a much better job than he did in his 4 years.
I doubt that.
Well, you know what? I'll talk to you in 2028.
And guess what? One more thing, Tim.
Yes.
You said, start getting used to it because November 5th, the election won't be called, right? Because we got to get used to it. Remember when they said about the mail-in ballots? It was only because of COVID. But now all these states all of a sudden passed laws. What happened to that, Tim? What happened to that? It was supposed to be only during COVID. Now it's going to be every year.
Nobody
every
said it was only
election.
During COVID. Where are you getting that from? We've had mail-in ballots forever.
Mail-in ballots.
We've had mail-in ballots for a long time, long before COVID. They expanded access to it during COVID because of COVID, but nobody said that they were going to go back to how it was before. People like it. People prefer mail-in ballots. People prefer early voting.
Hey, I'm just going to ask you one question. Now, one more question before I go. What are you smoking? Is it the same stuff that smokes?
Now you're just being an idiot, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry I insulted you. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Have a nice day, tough guy. Clown. No wonder you love Donald Trump. You're just like him. You say a bunch of stuff that's just idiotic spewings and rantings so that you can act like you're a tough guy. So, yeah. You know what? When they finally do call the election, you can call back in and apologize and say, I guess she is ready because she got elected. I got to take a break. Callers, hang on. We'll get to you when we come back. have full phone lines in only a few moments because I got one more break I got to take before the end of the hour. So I'm going to ask the callers, try to make your point as quickly as possible. Let's see. This line is next. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
I'll make it real close, Jim. You know that you're not gonna talk any sense to anybody like that. You know, he's drank the Kool-Aid, and no matter what you say about Trump, he's gonna defend it and blame everybody else. You know, when Trump ran the first time, he never had no experience in anything. Was he calling and saying, "Why is this guy running?" He never had experience. He's a good businessman. He's the worst businessman ever. Look at his history. He's had more failed businesses than he had successful ones. That's number one. Number two, big flag-hugging patriot. Won't serve his country at all. Got more deferments than anybody else, right? He's a clown, and I hope to heck that she kicks his butt in this election. If he don't, he'll see. He'll see how great Donald Trump is. I'll let somebody else.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Have a good day. All right, callers, hang on. Let me just play this break really fast so we make sure we get it in, and then we can wrap it up with your calls. All right, we got about 2 minutes. Let's go to the phones here. We got about 2 minutes. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so two quick points. First, you know, when you talk about bullies, the Democratic Party is absolutely the biggest bully. They pushed Joe Biden out. They knew all along that he wasn't mentally fit, but they threw him out there to expose him early, right, in June, which is not ever happened before that early of a debate, right, to prove to the world that he's not, that give them the reason to bully him out. And Kamala yesterday couldn't answer that question. Brett said, when did you sort of notice? And she just says, I was in the Situation Room with him. She knew, they all knew, because right after the debate on CNN, I watched it and they were like, wow, he was really bad, Kamala. What do you think? Nope, he's fine. So you want to talk about bullies and shenanigans?
Well, but what if that's her honest opinion? What if she honestly feels that he's fine? Then you wouldn't answer the question because the question isn't pertinent.
But you just said that, you know, Trump's not all there. And can you compare the two? Maybe Trump isn't. But if you juxtapose,
no, Trump's a completely different kind of mental deficient.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you've had callers on both sides of the aisle. I just know what's in front of me right now, and I know what's going on in the Middle East and in Ukraine. How we left Afghanistan, I know what fuel prices are and food prices are, and that's where I'm making my decision. If we're not really going to change course, she said this presidency would be different. Not really sure how, but, you know, because that's not fully explained unless I want to go online. That's why I base my decisions. And so the